You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today are Maribel Villalba and Crystal Saavedra. Maribel is the Assistant Vice President for Alumni Relations, and Crystal is the Coordinator of Chapter Network Development. It's a big title, but we'll tell you about her big job because it's pretty interesting what her and Maribel have been doing over in Alumni Relations. Ladies, thank you so much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Maribel, let's start with you first of all. As we were discussing before the program started, some people have some misconceptions about alumni relations and what is the alumni office or what is the alumni this. They have a perhaps not a misconception, but perhaps not sure what group does what.
Right. And you're right in that there are some misconceptions, because I think that a lot of people, when they hear, you know, that they're getting a call from the alumni relations office, that we're automatically going to call and ask them for money, because that is the case in many situations. You know, they won't hear from us for several years, and then they'll get the call and asking them, you know, to donate to the College of Business or College of Engineering or what have you. But what we have been working really hard on these last couple of months is to really redefine what it is that we do and who we are for the university. And we are primarily interested in just engaging with our alumni. We think that that's very important, to just maintain that relationship with all of our graduates. You know, every year we add about 5,000 alumni to the alumni family. And so that's a huge number of individuals that we just need to work really hard in engaging. And we've redefined our role. You know, we're making it very clear to everybody that our office is not the office that's going to, you know, call and ask them for that money. But instead, we're going to call and ask them, you know, to remain engaged by volunteering, by becoming mentors, by going to our events, you know, the tailgates that we do, the homecoming, because that really does create that affinity and build that pride in these individuals, not just while they're students, but long after, while they're a part of the alumni family.
And what you're talking about as far as events, I've noticed that you all have also events like going to a concert, going to a Chihuahuas game,
right?
Anything, just, you know, getting together.
Absolutely. That's part of the spirit and celebration of being part of the alumni family for the university. We think that that's very important. And a lot of people say, oh, well, you're just having fun out there. Well, yes, it's fun, but it's also maintaining that camaraderie and that engagement with your university. And that's, if that's how we maintain that engagement, and that will lead to more engagement down the line, such as the volunteering and the mentoring. And, you know, if somebody doesn't want to necessarily be engaged in that way, but they feel that they can donate toward a scholarship, that's great. We welcome that. We think that that's very important to maintain that conversation and to maintain that relationship with them.
And before the program started, we were talking about the event that's going to be taking place later this month. And it's hard to believe that it's your 7th annual picnic.
Yes. This event has just really grown so much over the years, and it's one of the most visible events that we have throughout the year. And we invite all alumni to be a part of it. Families, you know, bring your children, bring your parents. I mean, it's that kind of an event where anybody can participate.
And with us, as I mentioned earlier, is also Crystal Saavedra. And Crystal is the Coordinator of Chapter Network Development. And this is where you earn a lot of your money here, because you have quite a job in getting people together for this picnic, because people say, well, you know, it's a picnic and you can call somebody, they'll meet at the East Side Park or a Central Park. But you're talking about miners all over the world.
Yes.
Tell us about that, Crystal, what you've been doing.
Yes. So we've actually been coordinating to have picnics all throughout the country and internationally. So as of today, we have close to 30 locations that are actually participating. So that's miners all around the U.S. and, again, internationally. And some of those international locations are the Czech Republic, Bhutan, Prague, Spain. We're having miners come together and celebrate on that same day and come together to celebrate that camaraderie. So we're really excited about that.
Tell us exactly, what did you do when you were told, well, try and find some miners, you know, in other parts of the country and perhaps even other parts of the world, as you mentioned. Obviously, not making it easier, but it's still a hard job. But social media definitely has helped. Tell us about how you went about tracking some of these different miners all over the world.
So we're very fortunate that within these last 7 years that we've had the picnic, we've had very committed alumni that have come forward and said they wanted to host. So that was the starting point, was contacting those alumni that have hosted in the past years and even just recently as last year. And of course, yes, social media. So being a minor myself, calling on my minor contacts and friends and colleagues that have moved to different cities and asking them if they would like to create the picnic in their areas. So those are kind of the two venues that we went with. And again, finding those minors that are just so passionate that they're willing to take time out of their day, because this is, they're volunteering their time, and to give back to the university to put on an event with other minors that they haven't had the opportunity to meet. And that's the beauty of this, is these are all minors have moved to different areas in the world, and they come together to say, I'm a minor too, and I want to celebrate, and I want to network and, again, engage in what UTEP offered to me as when they were students here.
Speaking of that, Crystal, you're, well, I don't want to say a recent graduate, because you graduated in 2014, right, you said?
Yes, correct.
But tell us a little bit about when you were a student here at UTEP, did you think at all about alumni relations, or did they reach out to you, or did you wonder what went on in that office and perhaps even not knowing that you were going to become part of it?
So as a student, I was actually pretty involved. I was fortunate to be part of the Minor Ambassador Program, which is through the Office of Alumni Relations. And so that's where I got my feet wet with alumni relations, and I got to meet the staff there. And I absolutely loved what they did as far as, again, bringing that collaboration of all of the of alumni, of current students. Again, I was involved in other organizations within the College of Business. That's where my degree is from. And so I had a good background on what they did, and I believed a lot in what the office stands for and what they put together for the alumni of UTEP. So I did definitely know what they were about, and I absolutely loved coming back to my alma mater. They were the ones that instilled actually a lot of my minor pride when I was a student. So upon graduation, when I was offered to come back to the Office of Alumni Relations as a staff member, it was absolutely no question that this was the office for me.
We've been talking, Marivel, about the event, and but we haven't touched as far as where is it going to be here in El
right.
Paso.
Right. Well, thank you for touching on that. So this year's event is going to be on Saturday, June 23rd. And we have a new location this year. It's going to be in the YWCA Mary Ann Dodson Camp, and that's in the Upper Valley. And for those of your listeners who are saying, well, that's too far, well, it may be a bit of a drive, but when they get there, they're going to see what a beautiful location and what a perfect spot this is going to be for our picnic. I mean, the grounds are beautiful. It's a huge space. There's a swimming pool for the kids. We're going to have a catered meal. We're going to have, games, maybe some of our students and from the athletic department might be joining us as well. So I think it's just a fun afternoon, again, just to celebrate your minor pride. We want everybody to wear their orange and blue and just go out there and have a good time and just experience that minor pride.
What part of the Upper Valley is this at?
It's off Donovan and Boy Scout Lane, yes. 4400 Boy Scout Lane.
And what about the time again? And do people need, you said it was going to be catered, but do people bring anything else?
Yes. So it's going to be from 3 to 7, and it's going to be catered by Stateline. But we do encourage people to bring their lawn chairs if they want to bring some non-alcoholic beverages and non-glass containers and anything else they want to eat that's not part of the catered meal. That's perfectly acceptable as well.
Obviously, while it's going to be ongoing here, it's hard to imagine that there's going to be picnics going on all over the world as far. Can you give us an example of, some of the other things that are going to be going on in other picnics in the
Absolutely.
Country or the world?
So not everybody's going to have a traditional picnic the way we're having. Some alumni in different parts of the country, they gather in restaurants. And that makes perfect sense for where they are, because it may be too hot or there may not be enough of them to have an outdoor picnic. So if they want to get together in a restaurant, that's great too. We don't have limitations in that regard. We just want them to get together on that day. And we'll provide some support if they need that as well.
Now, there's going to be some people out there who might say, I haven't really reached out to UTEP. They've reached out to me, but I haven't reached out, and I'm not sure if I fit in. This
right.
is something that they might say, or I'm not a member. What do they need to do about that?
So this is open to all alumni. whether they're members of the Alumni Association or not. And that's part of the message that we want to get across, is that, you know, while we want more people to become members of the Alumni Association, that is by no means
a prerequisite
to participate in our events, because we're all about engagement. And I do want to share a story about a picnic and how that led to something a little bit bigger. We had a group in Denver that was meeting for the picnic every year, and that's essentially how they would get together. But through the picnic, they decided that they wanted to formalize. And so they became an official alumni chapter. They call themselves the Rocky Mountain Network in Denver. And it all started because of these picnics. And so if we can get more cities to develop these chapters and networks throughout the country as a result of these picnics, I think that would be wonderful.
And Crystal, you've been doing this by reaching out and coordinating these different chapters and networks. So through this, some people might even say, wow, I didn't even know that there were other miners here, and, or the fact that they reach out to other people, and then other people, whether they may be alums or not, they get familiar with UTEP and familiar with El Paso and everything else that's going on, and perhaps there may be some new miners there as well.
Right. Yeah, so we definitely have had that. A lot of our hosts that come in, maybe their spouse wasn't a UTEP miner, and so they become UTEP miners, honorary UTEP miners, because they see this event that comes together, and they see all of the camaraderie that comes together within all the alumni. And so, yes, we definitely receive that from all over the place, and people start reaching out and saying, we want to be a part of this as well. And so they become, you know, friends of the miner family as well.
We mentioned at the beginning of the interview that social media has made it possible to reach out to other people, and a lot of people have found friends that perhaps they went to high school with a long time ago or college, and they find them via social media. As far as the alumni's webpage, can you give us information about that, Maribel?
Absolutely. So if they want to get more information about the Office of Alumni Relations or the Alumni Association, they can absolutely go to alumni.utep.edu or through our Facebook page, which is the UTEP Alumni Association. But each of our chapters and networks also has its own social media component, and they can get that by going to the alumni page that I just mentioned and looking under chapters and networks. And that'll give them a list of all the different chapters and networks that currently exist around the country and internationally. And I should add that there's an informal network that was created through social media, and it's the UTEP Mexican Alumni Network. And that by far is the largest social media presence of any one of these networks. That has more than 4,000 members at this point. And these are all Mexican nationals who came to UTEP and who have either stayed in the area or who have moved back. And that's how they remain engaged. And so that's a goal for all of our chapters and networks, I think, to get to that number, right? But it's just, it's incredible to see the traffic that goes on through that Facebook page.
Do they need to purchase tickets or anything for the picnic?
Yes, they do. And they can purchase those online by going to alumni.utep.edu. And the tickets are $10 for adults and $8 for students and children.
And is there a deadline for that?
Up to June 18th.
Yes.
Yes, that's our deadline.
Well, thank you both very much for taking the time to be with us and share the information that you did.
Thank you very much.
We've been visiting with Mariel Villalba and Crystal Saavedra. Maribel is the Assistant Vice President for Alumni Relations. Crystal is the Coordinator of Chapter and Network Development. Again, the UTEP 7th Annual Picnic will be taking place on June 23rd. And if you need additional information, you can go to the UTEP Alumni webpage and find out everything that there is to find out there. Thank you so much again for being with us. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Lauren Terrazas. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.